This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Somebody that you call family, whether they're blood or not. Like, I consider you my brother.
Right, right. Absolutely. You mine.
When you hear, let's make it personal. See where this goes.
Yeah.
If you're in a room and you hear somebody misspeak on my name, what should be my expectation of you?
You should expect me to right that wrong. Like, listen, no, I wasn't there, but I can put my life on it that, especially if it's something that I say this with confidence, this is 100% against and outside of this man's character.
Right.
If somebody came in a room and you're not in that room and they said, man, D. Johns came in, man, and he presented a proposal to me and an idea for us to do X, Y, Z. And the first chance he got, he burned me and messed over me and ripped me off.
Very good damn application. Lie. Yeah, very good application. It's typically the other way around.
That's what I would say. You're a damn lie.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I can't say 100% of what everything that a man or woman will not do, but if somebody said that about D. Johns, you're a liar.
Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no. You gotta tell him no.
It's on you or me.
I'll go.
Let's get it.
Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have meaningful conversations and we address in real time the cliche, I wish I knew then what I know now. We're addressing it. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
D. Johns, your other host.
How you feeling, man? What's good? What's the word?
Man, it's funny you should ask.
Yeah.
Funny you should ask on the heels of NFL Sunday, week 18.
Come on, somebody.
You can see where it's going.
Come on, somebody.
I guess it's just a room full of celebration if you want to be technical about it, but.
Division champs.
Y'all are.
Come on, man.
How y'all division champs with a loser bracket? I mean, barely. Y'all won, what, 53% of your game?
We win.
Barely.
We won.
You in there.
Division champ.
You in there.
Yeah.
But guess who?
NFC South.
Guess who scored a home game? Yes, yes. The NFC East performed exactly as it was supposed to all season today.
So if y'all lose at home, that's in the first round of the playoffs. Do y'all play the first round? Did you get a bye?
No, because Saint Brand. Okay. Saint Brand get a bye.
Okay, because they only had the top people a bye. Everybody else.
Yeah.
Second place, the first loser.
We cool with that. I don't know who. Oh, y'all got the Eagles.
That's fine. We ain't tripping. Because speaking of first place, second place is the first loser. New Orleans Saints didn't even make the playoffs. And they wanted to talk to me, man.
The sad thing is, y'all got the same record.
That's fine, man.
How you got a division with people with the same barely winning record?
Yeah. Ain't that crazy?
And there's a delineation between who's the champ.
Right here. Champs.
And why is it? Oh, because y'all beat Carolina?
Because we beat all of them.
Because y'all
beat the entire division. At some point.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all beat Carolina twice.
We beat all of them.
And the Saints didn't beat Carolina.
And they didn't beat us twice either.
They beat y'all once. So y'all didn't beat them twice either. I'm just saying, it was weird.
How many times we beat the Cowboys?
It was, when it mattered.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, we put the.
Ooh. Get to the second round. Would it be?
Have y'all been to the second round since the 90s?
Mm-hmm. 2018? I think so, because I was here. That might have been a wild card game. That might have been a wild card game. That might have been, because I was at the stadium. I think that was a play-in game.
Come on.
Yeah.
'90s.
I think that was a play-in game.
90s.
It's cool, though.
Yep.
All of it is cool. You heard that, too?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but ain't nothing down here.
Okay.
But yeah, great day. Great day, man. Well, you know, my expectations have been met.
And
we got crown atop that. So
what more can you ask for, right?
Yeah, ain't really too much conversation to have with me when you see me in the streets.
I really thought they were going to let us play those people the first round, but y'all didn't really close out strong enough for your season.
No, because we did. That's why y'all don't see us.
No. Y'all were supposed to beat
You can backpedal.
Because we'll look up in the whole episode to be talking about these people, and then these people don't go past this first week of the playoffs. So
this is like my Super Bowl.
Congratulations.
My Super Bowl was today.
Congratulations.
was today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my fault. I ain't trying.
We're gonna get right to right now, because we're so actively current and consistent. We can talk about current events.
Let's get to it.
Right now, man, the internet is going crazy. And y'all know we typically don't follow trends or get on the bandwagon of what everybody's talking about and discussing.
Nah.
But
on today,
on this day, because of our platform, first of all, before we get too deep, like, share, and subscribe, please.
That part.
Very important. I would like for us to take a different approach to the comedian battle situation that's taking place virally right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at the principles that were stepped on, or I'd like us to discuss our perspective on outlook.
Yeah.
As opposed to what was said and how it affected these multimillionaires.
Yeah.
Let's look at it from an approach that actually can apply to us.
Yeah.
You know, everyday people. How did this interview or this discussion initially strike you? Like, what stood out most?
Brief framing. We're talking about the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
That's why this episode is titled So Much to Shay. So Much to Shay. I think I looked earlier today, it was at 30 million views in 4 days. And this is not about view chasing, but this is about impact. Impact is impact, whether it's positive, negative. Typically indifferent things don't have that much impact, but and oftentimes more negative things have that impact. So you can, if you watch the interview, it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yes, I did watch the whole thing. Not in one. I don't think I watched it all the way through in one sitting.
Yeah.
But Cat was offering his perspective on how things have played out in the industry and the people that he's come across, he's dealt with, and how they treated him fairly, unfairly, and some things that he thought were just untruthful, that he just thought were untruthful about people that had been on that same platform before him. So that's the framing, and we're not going to get into details about what was said there, but just for reference, if you were on a rock, you're on a rock, that's what it was. But the first thing that struck me was Cat Williams, whether you agree, disagree, and I'm sure there are people on both sides. I don't know him personally.
Right.
Like we said, I don't know any of them personally.
Right.
So all I can do is take the entertainment and whatever lessons I could pull from it. So that's what we're doing. But he was, the thing that stood out the most to me is he's not playing the game that others may be playing or others are accused of playing. He's doing it his way. And being in the content space, and I'm not saying by any stretch that my name or this platform's name is mentioned in the same conversation, but just as budding, like trying to figure it out, just like you said, opening up, we don't really follow trends. It's very tough to stand on principles or an opinion that's not popular when you put it out in public. Those conversations behind closed doors, I mean, you may have a disagreement, or the extent of it is probably that conversation.
Right.
Within the confines of whatever environment you're in. But when you put it out there for the public, for people to judge, I can appreciate his level of belief and conviction on what is right and how he's not compromised.
Right, right.
I'm not going to say this is not about agreeing with if he's right or not, but just that level of conviction that's not delusional. Like some people may offer that it was, you know, that he's delusional. You know, there's been a narrative that, you know, he's had drug problems or whatever, but listening to him, objectively, very intelligent.
Absolutely. And that's what I got out of it as far as his approach, his delivery. And I was blown away at how quickly the general public took this whole thing as an opportunity to choose a side.
Right.
A lot of times in life, we're responding with emotion. Whatever tug at our heartstrings, that's how we respond or react to a statement, to a comment. And I'm human. I do the same, but I try to do better at looking at or hearing or taking in as much as I can from as many sides as possible before I publicly start to speak on my opinion or my reaction. Because my reaction actually changes the more information I get.
Right. As it should.
Right. So when it first came out, I was blown away by it personally. But as it developed and more perspectives are coming in, a lot of people, once they heard names of someone that they're fond of, they started blocking out any other facts or I say facts. I don't know that anything's been verified. But if several people or people that are accountable for that same thing, and you hear five stories from five people and four of them match up, it's likely that there's a lot of truth there. Not 100% truth, but a lot. But the lesson, the underlying lesson, is everything a person says may not be fact or true, but at least if you stand so strongly on a thing,
right,
I don't understand the harm in listening or hearing to see if there's something you're missing.
Yeah, and I'm glad that our timing is what it is, because we had plenty of opportunity to jump on the same night or the next night. But as the dust starts to settle, I'm sure this still probably has a few more days in its life cycle before the next thing takes over.
Right.
You were able to hear more confirmation one way or the other.
Right.
Right. I guess the more popular take is on the joke stealing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And people were jumping on one side or the other. Then evidence popped up of
the more receipts
of the joke stealing.
Yeah.
So it's another part of it is, and we touched on it last episode, is about how the popularity matters more than the truth.
Man.
The soundbite is taken and judged, and the sides are formed, like you said, to where the crowd gets so loud that they can't actually hear the truth or don't care where the truth is actually presented.
Right.
And that's something that, let's bring it home. That's something that took my son to meet some friends the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And found out some things about the group as we arrived, dropping him off with the group. Not terrible things. And again, I had to kind of look back at where I was at 16 and the people I was hanging with and who I was. The people that were hanging with me had to look at me for the things that I did.
Yeah.
But it struck me that this is an opportunity to see how the crowd affects my son.
Yeah.
I can't keep him out of every situation, right?
Right.
And it wasn't anything bad, but it was one of the guys that was there, his partner, had got into a fight before school ended and was suspended.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So now I'm finding that out rolling up. So now it's about seven of them. I'm like, what are the chances that this person is going to pop up where they are too?
Right.
Should I just yank my son out of it and, you know, and keep him away from it? Or should I see how he deals with conflict? Does he follow the crowd? Does he stand on his own? And what that's like. Like, let him feel life,
yes,
right? Instead of protecting him from it. So, you know, that's one thing that that is a concern, that there's an opportunity to have more conversations about is, son, how does the crowd impact you? And for the most part, my oldest son is in high school in 11th grade. Both of our sons are in 11th grade.
Yes.
So that's kind of like that's another pivotal area of, okay, now either you're driving or you got friends that's driving. So now you can go farther and deeper into other territories that might present some things and some challenges.
Without surveillance, without guidance.
Without surveillance, without guidance.
Yeah.
And just you being somewhere where somebody saw you, now what narrative is created about you that you either have to fight, you know, audibly, or do you just let that kind of stuff, you know, kind of roll off?
Right, right. Speaking of narrative, that goes to your truth can be an incomplete truth and you not know it. That stood out with what you just said, because think about it. If something happens and I was not standing there to see it, I'm at the mercy of my version.
Recollection.
So because now I'm at the mercy of my version, whatever I saw, especially if my version had a portion of me experiencing it firsthand. So now I'm certainly convinced that what I experienced is the gospel. It's the truth.
Right.
Which is true,
right,
to an extent. That's without regard to what took place before your part of the story started and what took place at the end of your portion of the story.
Right.
There's still a longer story. So that ties back to this Cat Williams deal as well, is he was speaking on how another character in the movie, Ricky Smiley, was very convinced that the roles were swapped.
Right.
As opposed to, I went and auditioned for a particular role. When I resurfaced, that role was switched to something else. So in my mind, if you took the role I had and gave me this role, obviously this role that I now have used to be your role. That's not the case now, as the more and more facts are coming out. So now he's saying, no, that wasn't the case. You did originally have that role. Someone came and presented themselves to be a better fit.
Yeah.
They swapped it and changed it. But a lot
both
of
both were true.
Right. both of you were telling the absolute truth.
It made sense based on their experience.
Yes. The issue is what people are so caught up in defending which of the two actors or comedians are their favorite. Let's pay attention to the other portion of the favor. They could have X'd you out completely.
Right.
They moved you
yeah.
to another role, a different role than you expected.
Yeah.
And even the director himself came out and said, at the time of the readings, both roles were identical in length.
Right.
They were both equal roles, but because this other person came and enhanced it more,
right,
it became a more developed role and it had more parts, et cetera, et cetera. But without getting into that, the life story, the life lesson of it is, you're both right.
Yeah.
You're just so convinced that your portion is right and nothing else of the story exists, that you've blocked the rest out, that you don't have an open ear enough to say, let me listen to the other portion of this story and see where it meshes in with my portion of the story. Let's get the whole story.
Yeah.
I am right, but I can't be so right that I'm blind and I'm deaf to facts and truths.
Right. Typically right, even when I'm wrong, I was yeah. right because I thought I was right at the time.
Yeah. Well, that's marriage life right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, ooh, different podcast.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, different podcast.
Yeah.
but some of that inspired a post that I put up either the day after or a couple of days after, and I said, sometimes a man's actions accommodate the rumors, right? So it's how much of negativity or rumors or untruths do you have to defend when your character establishes you as something different? And I understand two things can be true. You could have been a dirtbag at one time and now you're not.
Right.
So there's two different phases of life. But it caused me to think about, man, it only takes a post and enough people to believe that post for that post to be truth. and spread like wildfire throughout the world.
That's right.
Because that's what the internet does, gift and a curse.
Right.
But when the people that know me, love me, respect me, see that, what is their first reaction based on what they know about my character at today o'clock? So I think that's an area of focus of, you know, dear son, make sure that you're stacking actions that make the lie that much more difficult to believe. You can't control it.
You cannot.
But when something comes across, it should be so aligned or so misrepresentative of your character that both are as easy to explain.
Your character should be able to echo in an empty room or a full room, no matter who's in there. If there's at least one person who's familiar with you and your character.
Right.
If a lie is presented and that lie is against who this person knows you to be, you're about to find out, one, who you are, because perhaps your character is better and stronger than that, but you haven't been displaying it to even the person that knows you. There's a possibility that the person that knows you does believe in you, but haven't, they just haven't had a chance or an opportunity, or you haven't presented yourself in a certain way in front of them.
Enough
to witness
evidence.
It.
Yeah.
So imagine of how much of yourself you're suppressing and holding back, or you're just going along to get along. You're keeping some of your inside or inner self suppressed. It's like, oh, they don't need to know that about me.
Yeah.
Well, some things that make you who you are, when it's time for it to come out, it's time for it to shine. Because like you said, with your son, I almost said his name, but I can't. By the time you pull up with Donovan and that scenario with his friends and the one kid that did have the bad experience at the school, or he could be the bad apple, who say, you know, who knows how that goes.
Yeah.
If you
and he's not, just to be clear.
Right. But if, let's say, for instance, you decide to pull him away, or maybe this is the opportunity for Donovan's character to get out and he shares something with this young man or something that he sees or hears from his circle of friends.
Or his father.
Absolutely. That now redirects the decision making of that young man or the group.
Yeah.
For that matter, it could be one mistake of one member of a group of friends could really change the outlook of the whole group. And that's something worth a conversation, man, because there's a lot of numbskull decisions that my crew and I made, man. We made, but because of how it turned out, we all looked at each other with the, we're not doing that ever again. We can never do that again, man. We're going to change that. That's huge. That's important.
Got two things. I had to put a note down for one of them.
Yeah.
But the first one, what is your expectation of somebody that you call family, whether they're blood or not? Like, I consider you my brother.
Right. Absolutely. You mine.
When you hear, let's make it personal. See where this goes.
Yeah.
If you're in a room and you hear somebody misspeak on my name, what should be my expectation of you?
You should expect me to right that wrong. Like, listen, I wasn't there, but I can put my life on it that, especially if it's something that I say this with confidence, this is 100% against and outside of this man's character.
Right.
If somebody came in a room and you're not in that room and they said, man, D. Johns came in, man, and he presented a proposal to me and an idea for us to do X, Y, Z. And the first chance he got, he burned me and messed over me and ripped me off.
Very good application.
Lie.
Yeah, very good application. It's typically the other way around.
That's what I would say. You're a damn lie.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I can't say 100% of what everything that a man or woman will not do. But if somebody said that about D. Johns, you're a liar.
So
that did not happen.
So with that, and I know you're going to turn it on me at some point, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
With that, where are you with, from how you seen your son develop, how do you rate his ability to gauge his friends and stand on defending their character the same way you were just speaking?
I think at the stage, my oldest son right now is 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would depend on his level of comfort with who's in the room. Mm. I feel like if it's a group of strangers, I've seen when I'm around, because, you know, these kids are one way.
Yeah.
And then they're another when you're not. What I've seen is a lot of his him being vocal is based on his comfort level. Mm. So if someone does something or says something, I feel like depending on who it is or how bad it is, if it's something light and he don't know the people in the room, I think he'll let it make it. Mm. I feel like he'll go tell his partner, though, like, hey, that ain't your boy. He was running his mouth about XYZ. You might want to check into that or look into that. But as far as what I know him, how I know him, you really got to cross him for him to. He's non-confrontational.
Gotcha.
So if it's bad enough, you'll trigger him and then he'll engage. Mm. But I think he'll let a lot of stuff slide and address it on the back end to where shame on me this time, but it won't happen again. I just won't be in that circle. And I'm going to try to tell my partner not to be in that circle too. That's what I think.
It's pretty mature. And that, like going back to the scenario that I introduced about dropping my son off, those were the things that were running through my mind as I left. Like, a couple things. If this was about somebody else showing up, mm-hmm. and trying to see what's happening now, like get that revisit to the, right. you know, to that fight, then my son got hands.
Cause I need to know this. You need to know this.
Yeah. I mean, like not wanting, and then you think through like, it, cause they were at the bowling alley. So yeah. him having hands at the bowling alley would have led to a record that would affect the rest of his life. But I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about, well, is he smart enough? Or is he wise enough to detect whether he should actually, is this a friend worth defending or is this somebody that's bringing negative? Like,
this podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drawing him into negativity.
Right.
Right. And how does that play out?
Right.
So I'm thinking in real time, what's too far? Like if there's a disagreement, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And one of our sons, sir,
yes.
somebody said this, half the school believes this, the other half believes that, right? They're boys, right? Yeah. And it matters to them how other people feel about their friend. Now, when somebody wants to go further than words about this, not even a dispute, but this, which side are you on? Like, what is too far?
Too far is if you know that it's highly likely that what's being said is actually true about your friend. It could hurt. It could be uncomfortable. You can dislike it. But if it's true, it's true. It's hard to stop the truth. You can't be like, oh, that's true, but don't talk about my partner like that. Your partner needs to tighten up. And that's a lesson that needs to be learned. Because even if you hot-headed enough to follow your partner down this dead-end track of being wrong,
yeah,
loud and wrong, and now y'all loud, wrong, and aggressive together, and now y'all go and pay this consequence together, hopefully this teaches you, like, man, that wasn't even necessary. Because if you're wrong enough, and the masses are accurate and correct, and now you realize it's 2 against 12, How likely are you now to follow that burning bush? Like, wait, man, we wrong. This wrong.
Yeah.
And are you tied to the troublemaker? Is is your partner the hothead that's always the author of confusion anyway?
Right.
You know, and now at that point, who cares if he's right or wrong? It's time to get away from the troublemaker, man. We don't really want to move like that, do we?
Yeah.
So that's a good, valid question, especially. And this applies to your daughter, too. And I say that because now.
I got a story about that, too.
Listen. social media, man, 9 out of 10 altercations you're seeing now are young ladies. So now we so focused on trying to write these young men, and now we kind of looking over these young ladies like, oh, she good. Don't take for granted if your daughters are good or not out here in these school streets and bowling alley streets and work streets. Check in, man. Check in with your daughter. What about you? Are you having these conversations or the follow-up? Like, hey, I see this. I'm going to let my son go through this and get this experience. Is there a follow-up conversation after? Or is that getting, you know how sometimes you'll see something and then you'll check in afterwards?
Yeah.
And now they like, oh, you checking in? Or is it a follow-up general conversation where you're just trying to see where your head at? How that went, son?
Yeah, so this was very recent, like a few days ago. And I haven't had a specific conversation, but I'm observing.
Yeah.
Right. Because that was dropping them off. And then I was kind of anxious about what call or text am I going to get while he's there.
Right. Right.
Turned out everything was fine. We went and picked him up. And then we became, as typical, the cab driver. We became the Uber. So
that's right.
A couple of them got in the car.
Yeah.
And I was able to observe and just kind of listen to how they interacted. And I could see that they just had a good night. Now, Keisha, you know, it's both of us in the car, and Keisha's the one that's more inquisitive. She's trying to be everybody's friend. She's like, hey, y'all have fun.
Yeah,
y'all do this, y'all do that,
on.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm listening. But I'm glad I didn't act on what I thought was an urgency when I dropped them off.
Right.
Because
right.
I just got the information. I'm looking like, and actually I'm grilling the boys at this point, because there was a couple of them that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was in trouble had actually been around, like been into the house. And again, and then, circling back to the point of what influenced this conversation, my immediate judgment about what happened to him was off, because what spawned the confrontation was a noble thing, provided that is true.
If that portion is accurate.
If that portion is accurate, and just for the
changes everything.
Yeah, for the sake of conversation, we'll make it accurate because it's a great example. Right. He didn't like how someone treated a young lady that he knew.
Absolutely.
He said what's happening.
Absolutely.
And they saw about what was happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
when
I heard that part, I was like, you know, part of me could have been, oh, sucker for love, headache. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm thinking, but then I had to stack like this guy's been in my house. And again, like you said, kids are different. People are different in different environments. But I was just thinking, like, I went to this conclusion based on a snippet.
Easy.
That could have changed the trajectory of a relationship that my son values. I don't know if they're going to be rocking next year.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they're going to be rocking next year, 10 years from now. But, you know, they're in the same grade. Maybe that's part of his core.
You didn't force it or wreck it, though.
Correct. And I think about, man, what if my pops had stepped in and changed some relationship that I had?
Lifelong brotherhood.
My brothers is my brothers. Yeah. We talk once a month, once a day, once a year.
That's my brother.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And that just hit me in real time about what jumping to conclusions in parenthood based on what you think you know, not having all the information. How often do we do that?
Daily, probably, depending on your level of interaction. Just like you said, the two different parenting styles on the ride home. I'm like you. If we come in, if I pick him up and some of his partners would have jumped in, I've been in instances leaving basketball practice. I'm listening. I'm ear hustling.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to get in the conversation so that they could feel like they're in the backseat in their own element and start slipping into conversations about school or interactions that's taking place. So I can listen to the banter, if you will, of this is your approach. Oh, this is how your friends look at you. This is how you look at your friends. This is how y'all move. Whereas, like you said, Keisha got in and was more hands-on interacting with the kids. So now they can't slip into their own element because now they engaging with the adults. You see what I mean? So think about Think about the flip side of that coin, where if we hear something like that and we automatically trying to see what's wrong with this young man, is he the troublemaker? Think about some parents that are so friendly with their children and all of their children's friends that in their mind and eyes, they can't do any wrong.
Nothing.
So now that kid didn't do that when in fact, yes, they did. You're not even open to hearing the details about it because you jump off the porch immediately. That young man wouldn't do anything like that. He one of my son's friends. My son and his friends don't move like that. When in actuality, your son and his homeboys could be the jack boys of the neighborhood or something. And you just don't know that. I pray that's not the case on any level. But somebody birthed those nine people that's running through the neighborhood, breaking in cars, if that's what's going on. Just hypothetical. We don't have anything like that going on. But if that's going on, those are somebody's sons, daughters, nephews, nieces. So think about the parents that are in denial about that, their kid and their kid's friends, without having that open ear. If it's good children, bad children, borderline, I don't care where they are, have an open ear and start filling it out. Maybe they started out bad. And now it's like, man, that young man really turned his life around. Man, I thought you wasn't going to make it, son. But look at you now. That happens. That's a real thing. Life molding these kids right now, man. And I'm watching a young man right now back in New Orleans. Brilliant, brilliant mind. He's not a troublemaker at all. However, some of his perspectives that he had on life, they're changing. I can't say for the better or the worse. It's not negative. It's just a change. He had a certain outlook on life. Now he sees some of the politics that take place in life, and I'm watching his adjustments in real time, man. And when life is done with this young man, it's gonna be brilliant. We're gonna sit down and have a conversation right here in front of these cameras, man. You're gonna be blown away by this guy.
I'm looking forward to it,
man.
Now let's theme that runs through this for me is influence, and I'm more mindful daily about how my actions influence my son and shapes his character.
Yes.
And the other piece of it is, does my son have more or less or equal influence on those he's around than his environment has on him?
That's
because like you said, the running through the neighborhood, right? Though they probably weren't, I can't say. Mm-hmm. People are running through the neighborhood and one of them is your son's friends, and the home that they come from doesn't pay as much attention, is not as in tune, kind of, or maybe they don't have capacity to do it because they're always at work trying to make ends meet and things like that, and they're left to their own devices. And your friend trusts that person, and that person isn't a career criminal, but they've kind of slid into, they've been influenced to go do this thing. And now the tug on your son is just strong enough for them to, he knows it's not right.
Right.
And that one time.
One time.
That one time that he goes is a time that the plan didn't work right.
That one time, the wrong time.
Right. And now you're left pleading a case about this person, this child, this teenager's character that you know, but this one incident bears witness to something different to the public,
to
the judge, to the prosecuting attorney, right? This one instance is enough, man. Have you been in that situation? Have you should have been in that situation, but avoided it? Like, let's talk about it. And I got a couple that I can share for sure.
1,000%.
I might say some names. I told you. cases with all you mofos. On all of you this year. But like I can remember just doing dumb things. Like one time we were probably just finished parking lot pimping, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily go in the club but play the let out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's cheaper. Just, there's no entry fee to the parking lot. In Virginia, I know. Atlanta's different, but ended up at the Waffle House. Not the Waffle House. We ended up at IHOP. And, you know, we flirting with this group of girls and it was all fun and games. And we were like, hey, y'all gonna pay our tab? And they're like, ha, 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 yeah, we got y'all.
Yeah.
Knowing it's a joke. We get up and leave and say, hey, they said they got us, and bounce. Well, little known fact is that somebody that knew my mom was a night shift manager that came in after, probably a couple hours after we left, and they pull up the tape of us leaving, and they're ready to press charges for us, whatever misdemeanor, whatever it is.
Right.
For, I guess, food theft. Just food consumption. We theft.
Right.
Pause.
Right. Whoa.
Pause.
Good
food.
Catch.
Yeah.
Good
probably,
guess.
Probably gonna pull that one out.
Good guess.
We consumed the food.
Yeah.
And she called my mom.
Wow.
And told my mom that she stopped her from pressing charge. And now again, I'm 18, 19 at this point. How embarrassing is that?
How embarrassing.
For something to be a joke, right?
And to go that deep.
But it could have went bad, right?
Yes.
And my mom gets a call and she's like, I know that didn't happen. And that was a conversation that she had with me. Like, I'm telling it to happen. She's like, yeah, it's on tape. I saw him. You know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid
yeah.
stuff like that where it's light and it's funny in the moment. But
imagine the detail that got left out, because the tape don't catch y'all joking with the young ladies about get my. All they know is these four or five young men, eight. Got up and walked out the door.
Had the
just
money.
A walkout.
Yeah, had the money. It wasn't out of necessity at all. We just, just ignorant.
Yeah.
But things like that could have gone bad. And then there are much more worse situations that I didn't get caught in that, thank God. Like I've been at gunpoint a couple times, and that's not bragging whether I was holding a gun or not. Like
right.
that situation is not anything to be glorified.
Right.
But randomly I think about, man, how that night could have had me not here.
Not here. So many pivots. My mom worked 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. night work shift practically my entire life.
Mm.
My teenage years, there was only my little sister. She was asleep. So I'm up. I'm 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And my mom at work 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So at that point, thank God, you know, my decision making wasn't really out of bounds.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to say I was perfect in every aspect, but however, I wasn't pushing the envelope to anything that changed my life back then.
Right.
But that the criminal aspect we just discussed, think about socially. Think about one slip up of it catches up to you or not. Let's think about teenage pregnancy.
Mm.
You know, how many teenagers are having interaction with one another on that level? And one out of the 50 young ladies in this high school comes up pregnant at 15, 16 years old. And so now, because you got caught with your hand mm-hmm. red-handed, let's just say, that's not to say you're the only 15, 16, 17 year old at that school that's doing the same act. It's just you're the only one with evidence of
yeah.
it at this point. So now the opinion associated with however that is, if you're the type of person that now you look down on this individual, and more so the woman, the young lady than the young man.
Of course.
People look at young female pregnancy as though they were on their own.
Yeah.
And I've seen parents of the young man get fighting mad with the young lady and her people.
Trying to trap my son.
Yeah. Yeah. So and my laugh and smirk is more so out of confusion and the audacity.
Mm-hmm.
More so than because it's not a funny situation, but it's crazy because they both made the same decision. Equally, at some
that's this scenario.
That's the scenario. Yeah, in this scenario.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm talking generic.
Yeah,
I'm not talking
consent,
about right.
They both agree because consent has to do with age too.
Yes. Right. So let's say two 16-year-olds equally make the same consensual decision at
in
the
their
time,
mind. Yeah,
in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the audacity to attack one side or one participant, but not the other. Mentally or accusations or opinion. Oh, don't worry about it, son. You can still go save your life and go put yourself together. Put this behind you. Wait a minute. So that's the same thing. So now in your mind, you're judging this young lady by a different standard than you're judging this young man. Or you're judging the possibilities of the outcome for his life and the decisions he still has on the table, opportunities he should still have on the table. But then you don't offer the same encouragement or these same conversations to this young lady. And now it's more so you're leaving an air of guilt or condemnation to this young lady, but not this young man, if that's your approach at all. I'm not saying that it should be anybody being attacked or condemned. That's to the adults involved in the situation. But I'm just saying, if you so choose to decide to take that approach or that path, just the audacity to do one and not the other, or just not keep your comments to yourself and just say, what are we doing from here then?
I think parents address it from a saving face perspective.
Oh,
because not my child. Not my child. My child got so much to live for, so much potential and things like that. And I don't want to beat that scenario to death, but that's a very valid point conversation to have. I know you're running it, but time check. I think we
I feel like we touched on a lot of the, because let's not forget from the top of the show, we are discussing the life lessons from the Shay Shay Club Shay Shay interview, more so than the details, the attacks, that's been covered. That's not even our approach. We're more so, even on our decisions in life, we try to point out, hey, I made this choice and this is what happened. This is the outcome. Son, do what you will with this information. But I walked over there and that wall hit me in the top of my head.
Yeah.
You might want to duck when you go that way. So what are your closing thoughts of, I almost gave mine to lead you. I don't want to lead you. What are your closing thoughts on the episode?
Songwriter said, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Songwriter said that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Canton Spiritual. I forget what the group was, but that's what came to mind, right? Y'all don't know these people.
But from Adam.
I don't know these people.
I don't.
So be mindful of, I get that the internet is a distraction, gift and the curse, as I said earlier. But always look for what this thing is teaching you about you, even if it's just based on looking into why your reaction is your reaction. Completely inconsequential to your life. And I say that as a broad statement.
Yes.
But you have so much energy, so much clapback, and so little information. So as I admitted my fault of jumping to a conclusion when I was dropping my son off, that's the pause that I was reminded of, that just wait.
And I don't even want to talk too much over that, because I really want that point to resonate, because at the end of the day, that's the saving grace. Let the entertainers entertain. And we're so worried about how well or not so good that somebody that lives somewhere that that person has never heard our voice. I don't know that person's government first and last name, and vice versa. And we're worried about, why did he choose the color car that he drives? You know, that's.
I would never do that. Well, you would never drive the car. I would never have a Maybach that's green. You should have stopped at the Maybach. I would never have a Maybach.
Stop right there.
That's where the truth turns.
Yeah. You can stop right there.
Yeah.
So be mindful. Pay attention. We want to do our usual heads up and acknowledgements of acknowledging Love Keisha J Studio. Is it Studio?
Yep.
Love Keisha J Studios.
.com.
Please support that. Go online and check out those items. There's And the catalog grows quite frequently, I've noticed. I saw a couple of things that jumped out at my wife. I showed to her and she was like, hey.
When do we do that?
Yeah.
So, and it's all quality, all handcrafted, a whole lot of care, just great reviews. You know, of course, I'm biased, but, it's a great, I wouldn't promote a bad product from anybody.
Right. Tune in to the Wealth series.
Mm. The Wealth Blueprint.
The Wealth Blueprint gems, free gems. Because you understand when you get to a certain point and people start making phone calls and they're like, hey, I heard you have a conversation. I want to go a little deeper with the conversation. That's going to cost you.
Yeah.
So catch it.
I'm stealing all the information. It's on the same channel that you're watching right now. It's on there. It's on Facebook. There's something that work on Roku. Yes. So as you would download a channel like Netflix or Kev on Stage, it's the same way. So you just type in Dear Son Network and you'll see everything. You'll see some Healthy Marriage is Dope. You'll see some other series that we've done. I keep talking about the documentaries. They will be done this quarter.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
The one with Les helped me. I almost died. Retired Marine. Very healthy in all accounts. If anybody in the crew was to have a heart attack, it should not be him.
It should not, would not have. You couldn't have told me it was.
By look, by lifestyle, right. By whatever.
Right.
But he did. So we had that conversation and I realized that I'm never done editing. I just stop. And I get that. I used to hear people say that. Never done my album. Never done with it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Because there's always another thing, an extra thing or something to rethink. But I'm really proud of it. So appreciate you spurring that thought with the Wealth series.
Absolutely, man. It's
Flexion. We ain't gonna get out of here without that.
No, Flexion. Flexion Chiropractic. We're growing. I was always taught don't speak too soon. Let a thing be a thing and then let it happen. But I'm also a firm believer in speak it so that it is so.
And it is so.
Just completed or concluded a meeting 2 days ago about another location north of Richland Hills. So we're looking at we will be in Saginaw, Texas, North Richland Hills, Texas, Arlington, Texas, the Fort Worth area, El Paso, Texas, and hopefully before the end of 2024, Houston on the books. Mm. Houston on the books. So
big stuff.
Keep pushing, keep grinding, keep believing. What you got? Hey. Thank you for tuning in. Keep paying attention. Keep like, sharing, and subscribing. And a lot of big changes coming up in 2024. I promise you that. God bless you. Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gon' count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.